Hello.
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 Welcome to Solidly Blessed Podcast, hosted by me, Jesse.
And myself, Mimi.
Where we talk about family, finances, and marriage. We call it FFM. Stick around and prayerfully you will catch nuggets that you can use in your family, finances, and marriage. All right, here we go. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there, good people. Welcome to this week's episode of Silently Blessed Podcast. I'm Jesse.
I'm Mimi.
All right, on this week, we will talk about a topic that we started on last week that we came up with at the end of last week's podcast, and it was don't let Christmas sneak up on you.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't let Christmas sneak up on you. So we just happened to come across that.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, don't know, but it was dropped into our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So we will talk about it. So what do you have on don't let Christmas sneak up on you?
Okay, we have this website, banksouthern.com.
Okay.
Says,
yeah, but how about our topic on what do we think about it first? What do you think about that? So what we were talking about in the last episode was make sure that you budget for it, right?
That's right.
Don't just allow your funds to rule over you.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to control your spending and rule over your funds.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have anything on what we just put out, or do you want to just go right to southernbank.com?
Yeah, we'll go right to Southern Bank.
All right.
Oh, no, banksouthern.com.
Banksouthern.com.
Okay,
okay.
It says, beware of the holiday budget busters.
Okay.
And then this is by Charlestine Harris. How did the Grinch really steal Christmas? Well, let me tell you the real story. Holiday shopping is a tradition that spans way back, and many people feel obligated to purchase gifts for everybody. However, what often happens is that the Christmas budget you've carefully planned has now gone out the window, and you've spent more money than originally intended. That, my friend, is how the Grinch really stole Christmas.
Yeah, okay, well, let's talk about that because there's a lot to unpack right there.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that I saw is you're buying all these gifts for people,
mm-hmm.
right? So you're buying all these gifts, but you don't really have the money
mm-hmm.
to buy all these gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So should you be buying all these gifts?
No.
If you don't have all
the
money?
No.
Up front?
No.
No, right? Mm-mm. So you shouldn't be buying all the gifts
That's
for
right.
people
mm-hmm.
if you don't have the money.
Right.
So, and just like in our last previous episode there, we were mm-hmm. talking about the Every Dollar app,
mm-hmm.
and we'll mention that again here, but it's everydollar.com.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, you can go ahead and set up the app for free.
For free.
Doesn't mm-hmm. cost you anything.
Nothing. Free.
And you can put in your budget $100 a month
mm-hmm.
or $50 a month saying, I'm going to save this,
mm-hmm.
set it up as a fund.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time December get here, you have $600
mm-hmm.
or $1,200 depending on how much you put in there.
Exactly.
If you did or if you do $100, that's $1,200
mm-hmm.
that you got to spend on Christmas,
mm-hmm.
right? So then you can just double it up from there.
Mm-hmm.
$200 is what? $2,400?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you can have the money there in your budget ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So now let's go with the number one thing that they're talking about there, which is unplanned gifts.
Unplanned
gift purchases.
Yes.
Okay. What are they talking about with unplanned gift purchases?
Okay. The number one budget buster on my list is the fact that when it comes to holiday shopping, many purchases are often unplanned. The unplanned gifts during the holiday season can quickly add up and destroy your budget. This is why making that list and checking it twice is so important and essential if you want to keep your holiday cheer. So when you are sitting down to make that budget, add in some miscellaneous money to cover those unexpected purchases.
Okay, so with that, what I'm hearing is the budget word once again,
mm-hmm.
right? You have to track all of your money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is no unlimited mm-hmm. budget, right? Mm-hmm. We don't have an unlimited budget. The government doesn't have an unlimited budget. I would say that even billionaires don't have an unlimited budget,
right.
even though they got all that money,
right?
But
it's wise to have boundaries.
Yes, that's real good.
Any level.
Yes, so you should have boundaries, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at least you need to know where your money is going,
right?
And we hear the horror stories all of the time
mm-hmm.
on social media, on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
about how this person had, I don't know how much money,
mm-hmm.
and
now
ended up gone. And now they're broke,
mm-hmm.
busted, and disgusted.
Right.
And wondering, what happened to all of my money?
Yeah.
Right? And the money is what?
Gone.
Squandered away. Right? So, we got to do a better job. We got to get on a budget. We got to know where our money is going to.
Right.
If you don't live on a budget, get on a budget.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're preaching.
Exactly.
So, if you notice, we're still in January
mm-hmm.
of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And we are now talking about December 2024.
Exactly.
God willing, we are all make it to December 2024.
Right.
But we want you to be prepared and informed,
mm-hmm.
you know, and giving you ideas on things that you can actually do to help yourself in this year.
Yeah.
Right?
Just like my professor said, be nice to yourself.
Be nice to yourself. Don't get in a bunch of credit card debt and wonder, how in the
world did I get here?
And how do I get myself out of this $20,000 credit card
mm-hmm.
bill that I got?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but we know that you can do it.
Now, and my thing is, you know, if you really want to be better at spending, if you know that your friends love to shop or they're going on a shopping, you know, they're going out to the mall to go shopping, and you know that you're weak when it comes to that, don't go.
Oh, that's good advice right there.
Don't go.
And you might not know their budget.
I know.
Either.
Yeah.
You don't
yeah.
know how much, you know, they are banking, making,
right.
or whatever. And they might have the money just to pay for everything cash.
Right.
You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, a lot of friends, they tell each other, though, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's
mm-hmm.
true, too.
Their situations, but that's one thing. I mean, that's why it's good to, you know, like work on yourself, you know.
Well,
but that way you don't need to be, you know, be out with friends shopping if you know that you that's your weak point. You don't need to be there. You know, you can get with them. They can come to your house afterwards.
Yeah.
Y'all have coffee or something.
And don't fall prey to the Joneses.
Exactly.
Right? Don't
mm-hmm.
fall prey to that.
But
because
that's a lot.
The Joneses will get you.
Yeah, they'll get you.
Right?
They'll get you.
Yep, the
mm-hmm.
Joneses will get you.
They'll get you.
All right, go ahead. All right, next is last minute gift shopping.
Yes. Okay. Ding, ding, and ding. Now, this one is another budget buster that can absolutely wreak havoc on a holiday budget. It may seem like a great idea at the time, but beware, it's another budget buster that can sneak up on you fast. I know you want to catch those last minute deals, and sometimes they can be absolutely tempting and quite irresistible, but last minute shopping can cause you to spend way more on gifts that you had originally planned to spend.
Yeah. All right, so last minute gift shopping. We shouldn't go out there once again
mm-hmm.
and spend money on things that we don't have the money for.
It's not planned. The last minute is not planned, and that's when you spend more money. Mm-hmm.
So I think, do you remember back in the day when people used to do not layaway, but they used to do like the Christmas clubs?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Remember that? Yeah.
Yeah, Christmas clubs
was
kind of
mm-hmm.
like what we're talking about
mm-hmm.
with the every dollar,
mm-hmm.
but you would save your money I don't know how they was doing it. I never did it, mm-hmm. so I don't know. But I think it was like whatever it was, mm-hmm. $100 or $200 mm-hmm. a month or whatever, you would actually put it into a separate account. Mm-hmm. And then you would have that for when it was time mm-hmm. to actually go Christmas shopping.
Right.
Right? So that is another thing there. And then the next one that the Southern, what's the name of the website again? Because we want to make sure and give them credit.
Yes, banksouthern.com. If you want to go banksouthern.com. there and refer to what we
and the next one is setting up a gift price limit, mm-hmm. right? So with that, we're not going to basically read you a synopsis of what the person is talking about there, mm-hmm. but just from the title itself, mm-hmm. not setting up a gift price limit. Mm-hmm. So I'll tell you what I really like doing. Mm-hmm. This year we actually did the white elephant at mm-hmm. a couple parties that I attended mm-hmm. or I helped with or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we had price limits.
Yeah, on price each limits. Gift, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So nobody went out there and spent, you know, $200 or $300
exactly.
on a gift
and they
or whatever.
And they were nice gifts.
Yes.
Yes, you can
and
use those
and
gifts.
I think what our price limit was $20.
That's right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So up to $20, and I think for my holiday party for my job, mm-hmm. I think we said that it would be between $10 and $20. Mm-hmm. So nobody didn't go to the dollar store and get a dollar gift.
Exactly.
And then bring it to the party.
That's right.
And then now they're leaving with mm-hmm. a
right.
$20 gift or
exactly.
whatever, right?
Exactly.
All right. So we did that for my holiday party and
the marriage ministry.
The marriage ministry that is at our church. We did it there too, where each person was who wanted to participate mm-hmm. brought a gift at the price of $20. So mm-hmm. I think that goes great with having mm-hmm. a price limit, mm-hmm. you know, for gifts. So if you're going to exchange gifts mm-hmm. with friends, mm-hmm. and if you remember in the past, we used to do that with some friends where we would say, hey, we could exchange gifts, but it could be a $25 mm-hmm. price limit, you know, right. or whatever. That way one person ain't going out there
well,
and they're
exactly.
spending, once again, $200 or whatever, mm-hmm. and then you feel bad that you only got a $20 gift for them or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that works great. Mm-hmm. It actually helps with the budgeting for that
it
for
does,
the people,
and it helps everyone's pocketbooks. You know, don't try to outdo one another. That throws out the window.
Yes, that's
right. Put
that
price limit on it,
yep.
and you can get really good gifts for those prices. Don't exceed what, $20,
$25? Yep, $20 or $25. Mm-hmm. And not just that for the Madge Ministry, but I actually did one with some high school classmates, with some people that I hadn't seen in probably some of them like 35 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I'll talk about that just for a minute. But it was kind of like we picked up right where we left off at in
nice.
High school.
School.
You know, it was like we just saw each other
like
the day before or whatever,
before.
You know. So I thought that was real good. And
yeah, it's nice.
And most of the people got the message that we were actually going to be doing the gift exchange or
mm-hmm,
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they brought their gift. I think it was $20 at that one also.
Right.
$20 limit. And while we're on that subject, I'll say this too. One thing that I noticed, a lot of people brought things like heating pads, massagers,
things that you
and
can
stuff
use.
Like that. Things that you can use,
mm-hmm.
but for older people.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
Yeah,
that
I know.
Everybody kind of had those type of gifts. You know what I'm saying? And
it
yeah, we all laughed about
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
we all laughed
good.
About
that's
that. It was
good right
it was
now.
Pretty cool though.
Yeah. That's pretty
yep.
good.
So yeah, so that is that one though.
That way,
so
yeah.
put a cap on there.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, even with your friends, say hey. We could do the gift exchange this year, but we're going to only spend $25 mm-hmm. or $50 max or whatever it is, mm-hmm. right? All right, so all of this still plays into your actual budget.
Right.
All right, and so now the last one on there, is there another one on there?
Yes, have you considered the hidden cost?
The hidden cost?
Yes.
What's the hidden cost? Okay, you know what the hidden cost is? Mm-hmm. All that interest you could be paying.
That's right.
Okay. If you don't do what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Whenever that bill comes, you have got to pay that thing off.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. So that's what the hidden cost is. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree.
Or what else? Mm-hmm. What else you got on the hidden cost?
But oh, that's hidden what I think. The website says this one is one you probably never even thought about. All you know is that you spent X amount of dollars on a gift, and that is that, right? Wrong. What about the boxes, the filler, the bowl, and the wrapping paper? What about the shipping cost? What about the amount of time it takes to prepare a gift for giving?
Ooh, that's good right mm-hmm, there, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a lot. When you sit back
lot.
And you think about
yeah,
that,
yeah.
because even with, if you got that limit on there,
mm-hmm.
you... If you're doing like the white elephant, you want to wrap the gift or you want to put it in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to go out and you got to purchase this other stuff
mm-hmm.
in addition.
Mm-hmm.
So even if the gift was capped at $20, you still could be paying what, maybe $25
right.
or $30
right.
for the gift.
Mm-hmm.
So that right there in itself, I didn't even think about the hidden cost that
really
way.
That's really good, but I know there's a lot of people that have like little... like they stack up on the little bags and they stack up on the little papers, you know, that you can put.
Oh,
the
you
gift
talking
in.
About like when it's the 26th of December or whatever?
Yeah.
When it's 75%
yeah,
off and stuff
one.
Like that,
that? Yeah, that's good to
yep.
go and purchase.
Yep,
that
that's
thing,
that's
those
great.
Then.
That's another great savings idea for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do anything else, make sure that you go and get your wrapping paper
mm-hmm.
and all of that stuff
mm-hmm.
because those stores have all that stuff at deep discount
yes.
because they don't want to save it for
yeah.
in the warehouse for the next year
that's
or
right.
whatever. They're trying to get rid of it and get on into the Valentine
mm-hmm.
or whatever the
mm-hmm.
next holiday is,
exactly.
right? So it's like turning over their inventory, so they're trying to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then yeah. the next one.
Forgetting to create a holiday budget from the start.
Oh, wow.
We
yeah,
about.
We already talked about that,
yeah,
didn't we?
Yeah, we talked about that.
Man,
the
that
last
one...
part on the last podcast we did. And
yes,
today.
Yes, yes. So you have got to get a budget. So we can knock on wood. You got to get on a budget. If
mm-hmm.
you're not on a budget, you're doing yourself
a disservice.
Right?
Yeah, be nice to yourself.
Be nice to yourself and
mm-hmm.
get yourself on a budget. Once again, everybody needs to be on a budget,
mm-hmm.
you know, unless you are balling out.
That's right.
Right? And if you're balling out,
and even
okay,
when you're balling out,
you
have
still
got to
track
you
your
have
money.
To eat, exactly.
Right?
It's,
you can't just,
you, have to
you don't have unlimited spending.
Exactly.
Because what's that old saying that we always talk about, or what I always talk about?
Mm-hmm.
If you have $1 million, in cash or whatever
mm-hmm.
and you spend a dollar, are you still a millionaire?
Nope.
You're 999,999
mm-hmm.
whatever, $999
yeah.
rich.
I'm just thinking about a testimony that I heard someone, I mean, this guy, he's on TV and of course he has someone doing his, you know, he had an accountant. His accountant died. And found out he wasn't paying his taxes.
Yeah,
so,
I think
see,
I heard something
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, found out that the accountant wasn't paying his.
So basically with that, the moral of that story is how are you going to just turn over
yeah, you
all of your finances
your funds
to
over
somebody
to, someone else.
To handle for
that's
you?
That's right.
I don't think there's any problem. Man, we just got another topic there. But I don't think there's any problem with... having someone to kind of look over what you're doing
mm-hmm.
to make sure that you're on
mm-hmm.
track.
But you always need to have an eye on your money.
Yeah.
I don't care how much
but
money
you
have.
Can't just turn your money over to people and
yeah,
say,
and expect
hey,
for them
you
to
got
treat
it,
your
you
money.
Manage it.
Exactly.
Right?
Expect for them to treat your money the way that you would treat it. It's like a child.
Yes.
And you wouldn't hand your child over to just anybody.
Yes, there you go. Man, that's a good topic right there. I think we got another, topic to go on, mm-hmm. and that's what you do with your money. Mm-hmm. Do you just turn it over mm-hmm. to someone, or do you manage it yourself
exactly.
and get some guidance from mm-hmm. these financial planners or whatever?
And this is what I want to say, too. It's not just about the money. It's what God has given you to be good stewards over.
Correct. Yep, good. That's good. Well, the website, do they have anything else, or was that pretty much it? I think that's pretty much it, isn't it?
That's it. You know, we just want you guys to win.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want you to be, you know, you have to think, how do you feel when you're looking at that bill at the end of the year with your finances? How do you feel? That does not feel good.
Nope, because now you got to figure out how to get rid of that bill.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
I just want to thank BankSouthern.com.
Yeah.
And they have on there that if you need some other financial topics or tips mm-hmm. or whatever, you can go to the www.BankSouthern.com/blog. Mm-hmm. And they look like they have some good stuff on here. But I really enjoyed that topic,
though.
Yeah,
that's good. That's good because, this way, you know, our viewers can get into listening to wise direction.
Yep. You got to have some wisdom.
Wisdom. Exactly.
Because without wisdom, mm-hmm. you can have some trouble.
Exactly.
But just make sure that you take care of your funds. Mm-hmm. And if you're not on a budget, get on a budget. If you don't do anything else, if you don't take anything else from the past 3 years, get on a budget.
Matter of fact, get on the budget, and that will be a gift to yourself.
All right. That's great. Get on the budget. That'll be a gift to yourself.
Yeah.
Well, good people, that's our time for this week. We'd like to thank you guys for joining us on this week. Make sure that you come back on next week and bring a friend with you. We love you.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
Remember, we'll be praying for you. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Mimi.
Peace and blessings.
Until next time.
Peace.
Thank you for joining us for this episode at Silently Blessed Podcast. Remember, if you would like to connect with us,
hit us up at silentlyblessedmedia@gmail.com. 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 One word, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube channel, Instagram, just search Silently Blessed Media, LLC. Twitter, just search Silently Blessed. We love you,
and there's nothing you can do about it.
Peace and blessings. Until next time, don't forget to subscribe
and like.
This episode was produced by Silently Blessed Media, LLC.
All rights reserved to Silently Blessed Media, LLC.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Mimi.
Be blessed, my brother.
And my sister.
Peace.